The college campus is believed to be, by most at least, a location for all people seeking higher education to come together for a shared learning experience. The reality is that not all people are being welcomed. Some are being made into targets. Acts of anti-Semitism on college campuses continues to grow at drastic rates here in New Jersey and across America. My first guest joins us to examine what these toxic acts are involving, the results of these attacks, how colleges are responding, and what we as people who I think and I hope care about humanity, what we need to and certainly can do. She's the Director of Legal Initiatives with the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights, Denise Katz-Prober. How are you today, Denise?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for having me on your show and covering this issue.
Well, given some of the details that we're going to explore here, I think it's a conversation a lot of people need to hear and confront in a positive way. It's, you know, confronting violence with violence is not what we're looking for here. We're looking for solutions and prevention. BrandeisCenter.org. Learn more about the work of the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights with a link at our homepage as well. Just as a benchmark, define anti-Semitism.
So I think that the best way to go about defining anti-Semitism is actually to look at the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism. Robert Wistrich referred to it as the longest hatred, and it's persisted for as long as the Jewish people have been in existence. And I think that it's complex, but I think that the working definition of anti-Semitism really provides the most comprehensive definition that of anti-Semitism that covers both classic anti-Semitism and modern day forms of anti-Semitism. And so I can read from it. Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. Say the definition goes on to explain examples of contemporary anti-Semitism in public life, in the media, in schools, in the workplace, and how they can manifest, including anti-Zionism. So, for instance, accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person or group, accusing the Jews as a people or Israel as a state of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust, denying the Jewish people their right to self-determination, for example, by claiming that the existence of a state of Israel is a racist endeavor, applying double standards by requiring of it a behavior not expected or demanded by any other democratic nation, holding Jews collectively responsible for actions of the state of Israel. And, of course, criminal acts against Jews on the basis of them being Jewish is anti-Semitic, and discrimination. And the IRA definition also covers discrimination in terms of the denial to Jews of opportunities and services that are available to others because they are Jewish. I think what's important to remember when we talk about anti-Semitism is that because Jewish identity is complex and has many facets, anti-Semitism can target Jews on the basis of various aspects of their identity. So some anti-Semitism targets Jews on the basis of religious practice. So you have religious discrimination, denying Jews access to jobs or making their life difficult at work. Access to opportunities at work is barred to them because they're Sabbath observers, for instance. But there are other ways that Jews can be targeted. Jewish identity also involves a sense of peoplehood and belonging to an ethnic group. Many Jews feel a sense of belonging to the Jewish people and feel that they have a shared ancestry and a heritage that goes back thousands of years. And many Jews also feel that as part of their connection to the Jewish people, the connection of the Jewish people to the land of Israel is integral to what it means to be Jewish. And that goes back to the beginning of Judaism itself, and the yearning for Zion and the connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel has been part of the Jewish people's lived experience, their liturgy, their texts and traditions for thousands of years. And so many Jews who may not even be observant Jews in terms of religious practice feel connected to the Jewish people and to Judaism by way of their shared ancestry and connection to the Jewish people. And what we're seeing on college campuses is that very often it is this aspect of Jewish identity, Jewish ethnic and shared ancestral identity, expressions of pride by Jewish students in their connection to Israel, that is the basis for being targeted on campus. And that is one of the most prevalent forms of anti-Semitism, really, that we're seeing today on campus, spilling out of campus as well. And it is also, the big problem is that it's one of the forms of anti-Semitism that is least understood, often by those who are tasked, even on campus, with rooting out bigotry and discrimination. And so there is very often an ignorance about Jewish identity and the different ways that Jews can be targeted by anti-Semitism. That is, by the way, why the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism is so useful and helpful, because it helps identify those different forms of anti-Semitism and when legitimate criticism of Israel, for instance, and anti-Zionism actually crosses the line into anti-Semitism.
We've actually seen, I'll call it a normalization of anti-Semitism. Maybe it's been encouraged because people in a large spotlight in music, for example, Kanye West, sports, Kyrie Irving, and politics, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they freely and openly talk about it. There was a recent poll, I can't remember the source, I'm sorry to say, but it was of HR managers, and I believe the number was around 30% of HR managers, knowing they were on the record, said they would specifically not hire Jews. And if you look at anti-Semitic incidents at college campuses, just between the year 2020 and 2022, the rate of anti-Semitism has just about doubled, which brings to mind the requirement of an answer to a question. What are these college campus administrations doing? How are they responding to this anti-Semitism? Because if the growth is there, one has to believe they're either ignoring it or enabling it.
So unfortunately, what I hear from many students in my role as the Director of Legal Initiatives, I speak all too often, sometimes daily, with Jewish students and Israeli students on campus. And what they tell me is that when they are experiencing anti-Semitism that targets them on the basis of this aspect of their Jewish identity connected to Israel, when they're identified as Zionists and then face retribution, we can talk a little bit about what that looks like. But when they go to administrators and they say, I've been harassed, I feel unsafe on campus, I've been threatened, I've been denied access to services or kicked out of a club because I'm a Zionist, because of my identity as a Jewish person, very oftentimes administrators don't understand. They don't understand, one, that that is anti-Semitism, and two, they don't understand that what's happening to these students is not that they are disagreeing with someone about a political viewpoint on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They're being subjected to harassment and discrimination on the basis of their Jewish identity, and that makes it unlawful. And so I do find often that, unfortunately, too often, university administrators are not recognizing the problem that's right in front of them and therefore are not addressing the situation adequately as it needs to be addressed. So when a member of a different group, an identity group, comes to them and says, I've experienced racism, I've been targeted, they are much quicker often to address that situation and root out the bigotry and discrimination. But when it comes to Jewish students, there is really a lack of understanding about their experience on campus and how they're being targeted. One of the things we try to do with the Brandeis Center is educate university administrators about Jewish identity and about the way in which the civil rights laws in this country actually require the university to protect Jewish students who are being marginalized and ostracized and sometimes even excluded from educational opportunities on campus because of who they are as Jews.
Talking with Denise Katz-Prober from the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights. She is their Director of Legal Initiatives. BrandeisCenter.org is their website. You learn more about their work, how you can support it, and bring attention to the truth and reality of the spread of anti-Semitism, not just in New Jersey, although if you want to look at the stats, as far as the population is concerned in 2022, about 54% of anti-Semitic incidents took place in a collection of five states, New York, California, New Jersey, Florida, and Texas. Combined, those five states, 54% of the total incidents in 2022. Always say, too, Denise, that in politics, when you're looking at elections, it's not what the poll says today. It's what the trend of the poll has been. If it's been trending up, then as a candidate, you're going to do wonderful. If it's trending down, you got some work to do. When it comes to anti-Semitism, every single study, year after year, the trend, I mentioned the college campus anti-Semitism acts before, but every single trend with anti-Semitism is increasing, which is not what we want to see happen. How's the Brandeis Center responding to that horrible trend?
So one of the things that I wanted to, that I thought would be helpful in framing this discussion, not to cite yet another poll, but the Brandeis Center actually conducted a poll several years ago that was quite unique because there have been other polls, as you've mentioned, that have looked at rates of anti-Semitism on campus. But what this poll did, I think, quite well and differently than others, is that it looked specifically at surveying Jewish college students who claim a strong sense of Jewish identity and a connection to Israel and are openly Jewish. And what the poll found is that nearly 70% of the Jewish students surveyed had personally experienced or were familiar with anti-Semitic attacks in the last 120 days since they were surveyed, that more than 65% of those students have felt unsafe on campus due to either physical or verbal attacks, and even 1 in 10 reporting that they had actually feared themselves they'd be physically attacked. And this is the part that is very, very concerning and relevant to our discussion, which is that roughly 50% of students surveyed reported that they have felt the need to hide their Jewish identity. And what's really alarming about these results is not just that it's showing Jewish students are feeling unsafe and that they are actually experiencing anti-Semitic incidents at alarming rates. They are learning that in order to avoid being targeted, the best way is to hide their Jewish identity, in some cases maybe to shed it. And what we try to do with the Brandeis Center is to empower students to understand that they actually have a legal right to be able to express their Jewish identity without fear of retribution, without fear of being targeted, without fear of being harassed and discriminated against. And I do think that students feel, Jewish students, many don't know this, and they don't know that Title VI of the Civil Rights Act protects their right to education, to access educational opportunities on campus, whether it's student organizations or being part of student government, expressing themselves in class without fear of being retaliated against or getting lower grades by a professor that is averse or hostile to their Jewish identity as Zionists. And so we do counsel students a lot and advise them about what their rights are and how to assert them. So that is part of what we're doing to help Jewish students stand up for themselves and recognize that they have certain civil rights that they can assert and push back against the tide of anti-Semitism that is unfortunately sweeping across campus.
I've seen in various stories all throughout the nation with campuses that some of the students are doing self-empowerment. If a building is defaced or vandalized, they will plan public events regarding, as you said, Jewish identity, Jewish pride. Let's have a discussion. There was a Jew Belong organization that started doing traveling billboards with phrases like being woke and anti-Semitic is like being a vegan who eats veal. Or another one of their phrases was, here's an idea. Let's ask everyone who's wondering if anti-Semitism is real to wear a yarmulke for a week and then report back. Is that one of the ways to maybe best give a wake-up call to help people become involved, to understand what's happening and the pain that's felt by these people, who innocent people who are being targeted just because of their faith?
I certainly think that there are various ways to confront and push back against anti-Semitism on campus and outside the campus. And one of the ways certainly is for Jewish people, Jewish students, to assert strongly their Jewish identity, to learn about where they come from and who they are and the history of the Jewish people and feel and express pride in that. The problem is that, of course, as I've described, that's sometimes easier said than done and on campus. And for instance, we represent two women at the State University of New York at New Paltz, SUNY New Paltz. We had filed a federal complaint with the Office for Civil Rights at the Department of Education on their behalf and on behalf of an organization called Jewish on Campus, because they were expelled from a sexual assault survivor group when they were identified as Zionists who support Israel's right to exist. And one of the things that is remarkable, very telling about that particularly egregious case is that these women, that they were shunned and isolated by the very people in the community that they had turned to for support. And it's almost as though they were re-traumatized, you know, after looking, and actually one of them, one of these women created, helped create this sexual assault survivor awareness group. It was actually a group that was helped create to empower survivors of sexual assault by helping them do advocacy for survivor rights. And she was excommunicated and shunned and publicly castigated and then eventually harassed publicly and threatened, all because she was a Zionist. And again, this by the very people who were supposed to give her support in a traumatic situation. And so what you find is that many Jewish students are feeling so isolated and so afraid and so lonely when they experience this kind of anti-Semitism on campus, which, by the way, is very personal. That's something that makes this form of anti-Semitism that we've been discussing so dangerous and so difficult, both to endure and to counter. Because I hear from Jewish students all the time the way their entire life is ruined on campus. So, you know, it's definitely a challenge sometimes for Jewish students. It's easier said than done to go out and proudly assert pride in their identity, because that makes it more likely, as the Brandeis Center poll showed, it makes it more likely that they're going to be targeted. I do, however, think that you make a very important point about the fact that the rise in anti-Semitism, both on campus and beyond, should not just be of concern to the Jewish community. It should be of concern to the entire—it's a human rights issue, and it should be of concern to anyone who cares about human rights and who cherishes, you know, our educational institutions as bastions of tolerance and, you know, a place where we want to have a free exchange of ideas and everyone should be respectful, civil discourse and so forth. And what does it say about our society, right? As Americans, we need to stand up against all forms of bigotry, and we cannot let the Jewish community in this country be targeted. It should be of concern to every person, every American who cares about the values and every good thing that this country stands for.
We have to wrap up here, but maybe I'm oversimplifying things for you listening. But when you see an evil such as anti-Semitism being perpetrated, try to speak up next time. Say something to somebody. Demand reaction, demand response by those who are in charge, in control, or empowered, either through a workplace, a college campus, a political leader, or so-called leaders, as I tend to call them more and more frequently. Because if you look at a map of New Jersey and the rate of anti-Semitism, we're talking about college campuses specifically here, the highest rates of anti-Semitism in 2022 happened basically where the colleges are located: Morris County, Monmouth, Ocean, Burlington, Middlesex, Essex, Camden County. There is a problem that is becoming, as I said earlier in our conversation with Denise, almost normalized, maybe because primarily of the people who are normalizing it. We've talked here on the show about the growth of white Christian nationalism as well. There's a lot of elements, but there's really one sole way to address this toxic environment that's being created, responding to it to extinguish it. And that's part of the work that the Brandeis Center does to help raise awareness, to bring a path for response to the victims of anti-Semitism, and to raise awareness about what we all need to do to address the poison that is anti-Semitism, not just in New Jersey college campuses, but across America at a growing, frightening rate. Learn more about their work, BrandeisCenter.org. And she is the Director of Legal Initiatives. Denise Katz-Prober, thank you so much for the work that you and the Brandeis Center does in helping us understand the importance of responding, the security that you give the victims, and the hope that you give that better days lie ahead against this toxic poison. Thanks so much for being here.
I appreciate so much that you're giving a platform to address this issue, and that you are addressing it as an issue that everyone should be concerned about, not just the Jewish community. Thank you so much. I wanted to mention one thing. We do see positive signs that the administration, that this Office for Civil Rights, the Department of Education, is recognizing that anti-Zionist harassment and discrimination is is taking seriously this form of discrimination as a form of national origin discrimination based on shared ancestry. The department, we talked just now about the complaint that the Brandeis Center filed against SUNY New Paltz. And this complaint was actually this week, the Department of Education announced that it's opening an investigation of this complaint. And that's a very positive signal. This is the first investigation on anti-Semitism on campus that has been opened since the Biden administration released its national strategy to combat anti-Semitism. And coming on the heels of another resolution agreement between OCR and the University of Vermont that also involved anti-Zionist harassment and discrimination, this shows that certainly the administration is taking seriously this form of anti-Semitism, which targets Jews on the basis of their shared ancestry. And so I hope you're right, the better days lie ahead, or at least that we're headed in the right direction in terms of understanding anti-Semitism and all forms of anti-Semitism and how to combat it.